Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Hope the start of the day is treating you good for this April 18th, 2023. It is 9:05 on the clock. Have your host, James J. Mayloff, here. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning, good morning.
And we are joined right now by our new good friend, Lana. Lana's here with us. Good morning, Lana.
Good morning.
Lana's here with us as part of Let's Create, the great business that we have around here. Good morning. It's good to have you here with us, Lana.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
So let's dive right into this, Lana. Let's talk about Let's Create, this awesome local boutique that we have here in town and everything. Let's first, for those that may not know the business, let's explain to them what it is.
Let's Create is a paper crafting store mostly, and we specialize in card making, scrapbooking, paper crafting. We sell everything you need to do that: papers, tools, glue, adhesive. We teach classes on all of those things as well. Mm. Paper crafting, card making, scrapbooking, some mixed media. Mm. So painting as well.
Nice.
How long has the business been around?
About 11 years. Frankie okay. Johnson owns Let's Create, and she's been doing this for over 11 years. Started in her own basement.
Oh, nice.
And grew from there. Went to one storefront, outgrew that. Mm. So we're in another store now, a little bit bigger store.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
good.
A big shout out to Frankie. She does great work. And I've known about her and her business for a while. I didn't know it started in her basement. That's really cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. Homegrown.
Nice.
Small business.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There's some fun things going on over there that I wanted to make sure we highlighted and talked about.
Sure.
You had, but I wanted to rewind first, because you had recently a used craft sale?
Yes.
I saw that. I thought that was really cool. That's a really cool idea. Could you tell us how that went, what that was?
Oh, it went great.
Oh, good, good.
What this is the opportunity for our customers to bring in their loved, gently used craft items that maybe they've outgrown them, maybe they don't want to use them anymore. Put them at garage sale prices, bring them in, and they sell for a store credit.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever they sell, they'll get a store credit in return. And it went great. A lot of stuff went out the door.
Cool.
A lot of stuff, yeah. Some very happy sellers, I can tell you that. Yes. And some very happy customers who were given the opportunity to buy things at a discounted price.
Yeah.
The creativity of this is so cool and unique to me. It's one thing for her to open this business and to sell her products, to give people an opportunity to sell theirs as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool. That's very unique. You don't see a lot of business like that. I think that's really putting back into your community, if you ask me.
At the heart of it, Frankie really is about her customers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all like that. We're there to help in any way we can to make the customers happy. And if you get stuff out of your way, you can get more stuff.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's a great...
Room for more stuff.
Crafters know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We're
empty
all
out a
hoarders.
Bin.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to you mentioned the classes and that. Like,
mm-hmm.
There's people like me out there who can't draw a stick figure. Like, I am horrible at this stuff. Then there's people like Melissa that could take a thing of yarn and turn it into something beautiful. Like, I marvel at the things that she's done and stuff. And like, my Aunt Karen is really good at these things. My Aunt Sherry is really good at this stuff, too. For people like myself that would like to, I'd like to try to do this stuff. Maybe mm-hmm. I'd like to learn some of these things. You mentioned there are classes. There are things available
yep.
for that?
Yep. Come in and take a class. And we cater to all levels. So we have even a card class that's called Fast and Easy. And it is just that. Everything is cut for you. All you have to do is put it together. Mm. So it starts there. The painting classes, we don't have currently. The gentleman who was doing our painting classes needed to take a personal break,
mm-hmm.
so we don't do those. But when we did, he even outlined them for you, so you didn't
wow.
have to draw a stick.
Well, I need
aww.
That.
Yeah,
yeah, I would
yeah.
need that. I would.
Yeah. So, and our mixed media classes, we will get you right from the ground up. Right from the ground up.
Let's talk about those mixed media classes. What exactly are those, especially for audience members that might not know what that terminology is?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mixed media is when you take things that wouldn't normally go together, you layer them. So you start with a canvas, then you might add paint, which is normal, but then you add paper, and then you mm-hmm. add chipboard, and then you might add some metal elements, and you'll end up with a three-dimensional mm-hmm. project. It's great fun.
Yeah, yeah. You guys have an April special going on right now, too. Want to make sure everybody knows about. There's a 10% off one item if you use a coupon at checkout. So make sure to keep that in mind, everybody.
Right, right. If you sign up for our email newsletters, there's always a coupon code every month that changes.
Ooh.
So, yeah. So this month, it's 10% off any one item. And that can be reused throughout the month. So
nice.
If you come in this week and use your 10% off, then you can come in next week and use it again.
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
Lana, before we get into some of the events coming up and everything, as we're talking about this subject, as we're talking about the place, Let's Create, is there anything that you think the audience has to know? We got to tell you guys about this. Like, this is something that you guys are really going to want to know about Let's Create.
Aside from the events that are coming up, just know that we are all about our customers. It's a comfortable place to come in and craft, to ask questions, to chat. We get people who just come in to chat, and we're there for them. You know, we really are about our customers.
Welcoming creative space.
Yes, it is incredibly welcoming.
And we just had a discussion about how important creativity is for your brain and how it helps you live longer.
It's good for your soul. It's good for your brain. It gives you that downtime where your brain can sort of brain dump.
Yes.
You can just concentrate on that and
one thing and let your brain do whatever.
Yeah, the cares of the world kind of go away a little bit.
They do.
I think a lot of us have understood that's the way it feels. It's really cool to have the science to back that up now, that we know for a fact it's affecting how it's affecting our brains, our mental, our well-being, and all that stuff. It's really interesting. Let's dive into this event coming up in May, if you don't mind, Lana. And I now we're talking crafting and everything, but I see Stampede. Do you have horses there? Is that what's... I misunderstood.
Goats, James.
No, live animals.
Makes more sense. I get you.
But you know, the rush of people trying to get in and get to their class. It's a stampede. Ladies rushing in, and
what is this a stampede event coming up?
It's a weekend of paper crafting fun. Vendors are coming in from all over the state of Wisconsin. We have one coming in from Minnesota, even from Rochester.
Nice.
And they will have classes during the day. In the evening on Thursday and Friday, we'll be doing round robin classes. And that's really the highlight. That really is. Aside from the individual classes with the vendors, is the opportunity to sit for an evening and meet all the vendors.
Oh, cool.
In one round robin class. Yeah, it's fun.
It's such a, I don't know if Frankie designed it this way, if this was her intent. I know that you mentioned right away that her customers come first and that. So it sounds like maybe it happened organically with a little bit of planning. But the idea of being able to help vendors, help some of our that industry a bit, while also helping our community and putting back into the community, having a business established, but also being able to like give like she does, like giving people an opportunity, having an event like this, and giving vendors that opportunity to not only learn, but share their work and stuff. Like, these are really unique things that not every business offers, not every business has. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, and Truth in Advertising, Stampede originated over 20 years ago in Saner, Wisconsin. The Lioness Group started hosting it, and then it was taken over by someone else who's chosen to retire from hosting Stampede. And she offered us the torch, and we gladly accepted it, you know, the opportunity to invite in our peers. You know, we don't think of them as competition. We think of them as peers. To invite our peers and get people to know all the different... I had no idea there were so many craft stores in Wisconsin that are small businesses just like us.
Right. And you guys, the team, you guys, all of you do a great job of supporting local and that. And we want to do the same, support local, buy local, want to help out over at Let's Create. Where are you guys located?
We are located at 1367 8th Street South. And if you're familiar with Rapids, and that's in Wisconsin Rapids, for those listening outside of the area, if you're familiar with Rapids, it's right across the parking lot from Pick and Save.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Can't miss it. Can't miss it.
Yeah, you can't really, but people do.
That's a good location, though. I mean, you're very centrally located.
It's a great location, and it's growing. So knowing that there are more businesses coming in is a good thing.
And there's a good parking lot there. It's easy to access.
Yeah, plenty of parking. Plenty of parking over there.
Lana, is there anything you want to touch on that we didn't get a chance to?
In regard to Stampede?
Anything.
Anything,
yeah. Certainly about Let's Create, but I guess if there's anything on your mind you'd like to talk about that has nothing to do with anything we've been talking about, that's fine too. That's all right.
Oh, don't get me started.
I should have been specific about that.
But see, what James understands a little bit is that crafting people, like my mother and I always say, fiber people, you're never going to be, they're always so welcoming and so wonderful. I've never met somebody that does crafting like you do, or fiber, or things in the art world that are creative that aren't just fun to talk to. So what do you got for us?
What do you got? Well, let me talk a little bit more about Stampede. I just want to remind everyone that it is May 4th through May 6th at the Hotel Mead. We have also got a block of rooms for anyone wanting to stay for the whole weekend.
Oh, nice.
So if you want to hit the round robin on Thursday, craft all day Friday, hit the round robin Friday evening.
Wow.
You can get a discounted room at the Hotel Mead. So just mention Stampede when you book your room.
Yeah, cool. Definitely.
Because there's a lot. It'll keep you busy for a long time. So aside from the classes, then on Saturday, we also have shopping. So the vendors are going to set up their own little storefronts within the Hotel Mead.
Cool.
And it's a $5 entry for shopping for the convention. Mm. And there'll be raffles. The different vendors will be contributing something to the raffle. And the raffle's at 1:30, and you must be present to win.
Good to know.
And if you want to get in on the classes, make sure you check our website, and that's letscreaterapids.com. Mm-hmm. And you can preview the classes, what each vendor is making, and a list of class supplies that you need to bring, which is kind of important. Make sure you read that. I don't know what else to tell you.
Are you still looking for vendors for the event?
Nope. Our vendor spots are full.
Okay.
We are looking for food trucks.
Oh, there we go.
Right
that
on.
We are
right
looking
on.
For. We need a food truck for Saturday. We do have one, and I honestly can't remember who we have coming in.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're out there. You know who you are.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, really.
Call a buddy.
Call your friends. So, there'll be food trucks. There's re-entry, so, you know, you can duck out, get something to eat, catch a breath, take a walk. Come back in and carry on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let your brain reset.
Yeah. So you kind of got to get ready for the next class and get in the next mode.
Looks like you guys have hours. You're open Tuesday through Thursday, 10 to a 7. Friday, 10 to 5. And Saturday, 10 to 3. Monday, it looks like you're open, but by appointment.
By appointment, we are often in there working. And if we're in there working, we'll put the light on. And if you aren't sure, just give us a call. We'll let you know if there's somebody in there and stop in. It's kind of a secret shopping. People know about it.
The
regulars know.
Very cool.
They know.
They've got great social media accounts. Be sure to follow them on Facebook. Just type into your search bar, Let's Create Rapids. You'll find their Facebook page and like the page. And they've got a YouTube page as well. Encourage you to check out. Again, just type into your search bar, Let's Create Rapids, and you'll find the page. Subscribe to that. Otherwise, go visit them. They're at 1367 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can also give them a call anytime, 715-424-1343. That is 424-1343. Lana, I have to tell the audience this. Lana hasn't done radio before. You were amazing.
Thank you.
You were awesome. You're really, really good at
this. They can't see it. You're going to make me blush.
Nice work. Unfortunately, you did too good of a job. You're going to have to come back. Now you're going to have to come back sometime.
Sorry, Frankie. I have a new job.
Yeah. Nice. We poached her, Frankie. Say hi to Frankie. Say hi to everybody at Let's Create. Thank you so much for starting our 9 o'clock hour. This was fun.
Yeah.
This is great.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
We'll spread the word about the Stampede as well. We'll get more and more people coming your way. So
appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. We'll talk with you guys again. again soon. We'll be back with more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Send a big shout out to our friends at Let's Create. That was a lot of fun.
That was a fun segment.
It was really a good time to talk with them. I enjoyed that. We dive into entertainment news now, and Darius Rucker's 14th annual Darius and Friends concert benefiting St. Jude's is happening on June 5th at the Raymond Auditorium. This was just announced.
Ooh.
The lineup will be coming soon. Tickets are $69 and pre-sale begins tomorrow. The tickets for the grand public going on sale Friday.
Okay.
He has a big concert going fan base. Mm-hmm. And part of it, I think, has to do with a lot of his concerts benefit other things.
Mm.
The benefiting St. Jude's is going to go a long way, I think, with a lot of people. And it's pretty cool.
And I mean, for the Hootie and the Blowfish fans,
mm-hmm.
that's a big part of where he got his start.
Yeah, yeah. So I imagine that the Darius and Friends may even involve some of the Blowfish, maybe, mm-hmm. you know, along with, of course, other big acts and stuff. Interesting. So we're talking about an artist getting their start. This is an artist's kind of maybe last work. The final songs that Chris Cornell and Soundgarden were working on can finally be released because the band finally settled its legal issues with Cornell's widow, Vicky. She issued a statement saying, quote, "The two parties are united and coming together to propel, honor, and build upon Soundgarden's incredible legacy, as well as Chris's incredible mark on music history as one of the greatest songwriters and vocalists of all time." Mm-hmm. There are 7 songs in question here, and Chris wrote or co-wrote all of them. I'm not going to go through all the song titles or anything like that, but 7 new Soundgarden songs. Yes,
wow.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
Teenager me is freaking out right now. Like, one of my favorite bands. I love Soundgarden. Chris Cornell, to me, was the definition of, like, a lot of great singer-songwriters I grew up with, a lot of them in our generation, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought Chris Cornell was, like, if you were going to look up in a dictionary what a lead singer should look like, what they should sound like, what they should write like, all that stuff, like, you'd get Chris Cornell.
He fits the bill.
Yeah, like, I just always felt like he was that... The only reason Chris Cornell, I thought, didn't think was more popular is because he didn't die young. And I don't mean to be morbid or anything like that, because he still did pass away too young.
Yes.
But I mean, like, Cobain-ish, like, that kind of thing, like in the heat and the heart of the fame of Soundgarden.
Yeah.
But we forget too that Cornell had other, like, he was a great solo artist. He had other bands, Audioslave that he worked with, things like that. Like, just an incredible artist that I know I miss all the time, and I'm sure I'm not alone on that one. It's pretty cool to have new music coming from these people and to be able to get one last run out of it, you know, kind of get one more jolt of this.
Yeah. And another opportunity to talk about the importance of mental health.
We are going to be recording an episode of Director's Cut that will air this Sunday. We're going to have some people in with us. I don't want to give too much away or anything like that, but we're going to be focusing on a conversation about suicide. This it's suicide awareness, yes, but we heard that term a million times already. Right. I want to have a conversation about suicide. I want to talk with we have an actual doctor coming in to talk with us about this.
Oh, good.
We're gonna spend the hour doing it. It's not going to be a sad conversation. We're not going to be all drenched down. We want to have this open conversation where we're not talking in hushed voices and we're bringing more attention to this subject.
And more awareness.
Yeah, and understanding to the subject. Awareness is all well and good. Understanding is sorely missed. Empathy is sorely missed when it comes to this subject. We want to bring a little to that.
Good.
This is just a funny, cool story. There's no real, like, reasoning. But actually, you know what? I want to save that one for our good stories. okay. I want to save that one for a little bit later because I just think it's funny. So we'll get to this one first. I can actually say that I've never done this before in my life. I've never done "I told you so."
Okay.
I've never been that kind of person. I don't think that you don't get credit for doing something good if all you do while you're doing that good deed is saying, "Wow, what a good deed I'm doing. How great I am for doing this."
Right.
And, you know, like
tooting your own horn.
Yeah. Like, you lose points for doing something nice.
Well, because you're not doing it for the right reasons then.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel a little bit like that about being right. Like, you lose points for being right when all
told you... Told
you so. I was right! I told everybody! Like, I feel like you lose points for it there. That being said, I told you so. I warned you. I told you, fans of this. I told people this. There are new reports of trouble on the set of Yellowstone, and if you're a fan of the show, I apologize, but it is probably coming to an end.
Hmm.
Sources are saying that the show will end after the current the second half of season 5 because Kevin Costner cannot get along with the show's creator Taylor Sheridan. It sounds like a so-called insider says Taylor is the star of the show and he's more important than the others. Then there's another source saying that Kevin Costner feels that way, that he is bigger than the show and always has been, and the show wouldn't be as big as it was if it wasn't for his name being associated with it. And so he feels he should have more creative control, and that includes working 2 days a week, working 2 days a month on a show that they're trying to get done. They're trying to get this, like, filmed.
It's a lot of wasted money.
It's a lot of, every second, like, it's not just when you're filming that the budget's rolling.
Right.
You know, I don't know if I have to over-explain this to
how
people or not.
How many schedules do you got to coordinate to make, like, 2 days a month?
Yeah.
Really?
And keep this in mind, too. This is just because Kevin wants it this way. It's not because, oh, I have this project, or, oh, I got to take my kids to school, or something like that. It's because his ego wants it.
Mm-hmm.
That was
the word that was popping into my mind as you were talking about this.
The man's ego couldn't fit in this room. We would not be able to interview Kevin Costner in person. Oh. He could not fit in here. The first half of season 5 ends in January. There's no word when the second half will air or if it will air. That's the other part they're not telling people. This hasn't been done already. They haven't even written it.
Haven't even wrapped it up.
Yeah. So they don't even know when that could start filming because they're still butting heads. Mm. They can't start filming until they agree on the schedule. So they can't even get to the schedule yet. And that includes, like, the writing staff. Like, the writing staff hasn't even been able to continue because they don't know, well, are we writing Costner's character in every episode or do we have to write around him because he's only going to be available for a couple? This is all starts and ends with Kevin Costner. The Taylor Sheridan thing, I'm not saying that he's not a part of this and he doesn't have some blame in this or anything, the creator of the show.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like he's got a pretty healthy ego, too, and everything. But they killed the golden goose here. They had a new hit show. They had a great thing, and they are slowly, little by little, losing fans and losing people, like losing what they had here.
And that's unfortunate because there's when a show gets a following, we've talked about this many times, where you've got the fan base, they love the show, and just because they can't work together,
yeah. you're destroying a good thing just because of your ego. It's self-inflicted wound. You're mm-hmm. shooting yourself in the foot. It's one thing when we lost shows during the pandemic or something because they weren't able to film, they lost budgets, that kind of thing. It's another thing for other outside factors. When it's self-inflicted, I've never watched 1 second of the show,
but I
feel for the fan base. I feel for people that enjoy the show, and it hurts
the other people that are working the show.
Exactly. There's a lot of people that I do like that are on that show that are being hurt from these other egos.
Plus all of the makeup people and the grips you know, everybody else.
I got a friend of mine who does catering, who's done catering on that show.
Yeah.
And it's like a steady gig for them. And they have no idea if it's coming back. It's funny how you find out like a little bits of information from like a lot of the weirdest sources.
The ancillary. But yeah. But when you say, okay, I only want to work 2 days a month, but I also need to be in 60% of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm guessing that's what's happening.
That's exactly what... I wish it was 60. They could probably deal with 60. Costner wants to be in every episode, in almost every scene.
And then how the heck could you think you could only work 2 days a month?
Yeah.
Do you need to walk through each set?
I don't believe he is a foolish man. So I believe he is working, trying to force them to force him off the show. I think that's what's happening. He doesn't want to do the show anymore. His star faded fast, real quick, and that didn't go well for him. And he has been frustrated that he has not been able to get work. He auditions, doesn't get work, auditions. Now he's gotten to the point in his career where he won't audition anymore. You have to send him the script, and you have to come to his house and for him to audition for you, which is why you have not seen a lot of Costner that doesn't involve a Costner-produced thing. Mm. If he's producing it, if he's directing it, then he's all on board. But if it's somebody else directing or somebody else's project, then you've got to basically, you have to kiss the feet. You've got to kiss the ring. And his talent, like, even if he was the greatest actor of all time, it's not worth it, let alone his talent. Mm-hmm. Like, Kevin Costner has never done a scene, never done a character that I couldn't see 100 other actors doing and knocking out the park, including Field of Dreams or any of his bigger roles. I give anybody that role and they're going to knock it out the park. Mm-hmm. Costner, I don't see what I have never understood what the pull is with
draw.
Him. I don't mean with fans. Mm-hmm. Fans like what fans like, teach right. their own. I'm never going to tell somebody you shouldn't like something. You like what you like. Yeah. I mean producers. I mean like casting directors and stuff. Like, what do you do? Like, why would you want to work with that when you're getting so little involved in it? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I do feel for the creators of the show or mm-hmm. for the fans of the show.
Fans.
We will see what happens with it. And I will say this. All the answers to your questions are money. There's a lot of money involved. There
and
will be
ego.
A fifth season. Yeah, there will be a fifth season. I just don't know how soon it's going to happen. But they will wrap up that fifth season.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of the show, I think you could take that from it at least.
At least that there will be an ending.
Yeah. We'll get to Melissa's news now. We'll come back and have some more fun with some Danny Wright stories, good stories of the day, and plenty more coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the morning show, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We got some fun in store.
All right. I like this guitar.
Yeah.
Listless. Breakfast table in an otherwise empty room. Young girl, violins, center of her own attention.
I get in trouble with some of these 90 bumpers. Like, I get stuck
you just
in
get
the
lost
song.
In
yeah,
the, yeah. Suddenly it ends.
I like Pearl Jam. I'm a fan of Pearl Jam. Oh,
I knew I couldn't place it. That's the
Daughter.
Band.
Yeah, Daughter from Pearl Jam.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a classic. Well written. Very good song.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good story of the day, but it's also a weird what the what kind of story, like, and everything. Somebody gave a panda Heimlich maneuver.
Whoa.
Like,
okay.
If that's all you knew from the story, the way that your brain would like hurry to work to fill in the blanks. Like,
yeah, like that must have been a big leaf. Like what happened?
Yeah, like why is the panda choking?
How did they know?
Yeah. How do you do a Heimlich maneuver on a panda?
There's a lot of fluff there.
What are you doing with a panda? We've been trying to save the pandas for 40 years, and this goes a little above and beyond.
Yeah.
A zookeeper is going viral after saving a panda's life by doing the Heimlich maneuver.
Okay.
It happened Saturday at a panda sanctuary in central China. The panda's name is Ching Ching. Qing Ping is in Chinese. It's pronounced Ching Ching. He's an 8-year-old. They gave him some carrots as a treat, and he choked on one.
Oh.
So the breeder slapped him on the back a few times. A bear that can't, a bear can be have that the dislodged that way.
Okay.
When back slaps didn't work, he lifted the panda up and did the Heimlich over and over, which is hard enough on a person, let alone a bear.
Yeah.
A few reports say the panda weighs almost 500 pounds.
Whoa.
But that seems wrong. Fully grown pandas usually top out at around 300. So either way, more than your average human being.
Right. That's a big bear.
Yeah. Regardless, he did the Heimlich on a bear, and the internet loves him right now for it. In the comments, someone suggested cutting up the carrots into smaller pieces.
I was going to say, next time, smaller pieces.
Feel like they probably learned that lesson, but still, I'm sure that they appreciate that.
That moment of panic.
I've gotten a chance to be behind the scenes at a couple zoos. Mm-hmm. I dated a zookeeper for a while, and it was a zoo in Texas. This is a little different than China, of course.
Right.
But it's it's amazing the world that goes on behind the scenes at a zoo, mm-hmm. and how much work it takes to keep that thing moving, to keep it running and all that. It'd be one thing, like, think about your day-to-day life, especially if you are live in a household with children and an animal.
Right.
Like, that's pretty rough. That takes a lot of heavy lifting, a lot of maneuvering and such that most people, if they don't live that life, would understand. Mm-hmm. Now, put that on the level of a zoo.
With all of these different species and all of these different needs and dietary needs and care needs and cleanliness. They don't clean their own enclosures.
Did you know that giraffes can get colds? I didn't until I was there at that zoo in Texas, mm-hmm. With my ex.
I think
and
there's
everything.
A kid's book about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Lots of scarves.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I had no idea that when I got there, my first time behind there and stuff, my mother, her favorite animal in the universe is giraffes. So I had to pet one. You know, I never mm-hmm. had done
tell her
that
you
close.
Did.
I wanted to, and they're like, no, it's sick. I'm like, what are you talking about? I figured they could get sick. I'm like, oh, she's got a cold. And I kid you not, it sneezed. And if you've never seen a giraffe sneeze, it's one of the coolest, also like shocking things ever, because it's not like a little kid, like, it's heavy. Like, you know what's happening.
Well, you know, they got some decent sized lungs and a long neck.
I always thought they were beautiful animals. It wasn't until having them in front of you realize how massive these things are, how gigantic they are. It's so cool to give an appreciation. We have our zoo here in town in Rapids. It's 5 minutes away from us and everything. And send a shout out to them. And we know that they're working over there to open that up for the summer.
Yeah, it's
going to
be open soon.
Yeah. Really darn cool. I also think of how many times these things happen that we never hear about it.
Right. That zookeepers go above and beyond to take care of the and that's got to be, you know, it's not like having a cat or dog.
Yeah. Shout out to all the zookeepers out there. That's pretty darn cool. Another kind of a ghoul, because I want to combine cool and weird. So I'm trying to find like weird or weird cool, weirul or something.
Weirul.
I'm trying to find a new version of, because that story and this story, I feel like cover those bases.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Coyles got the most amazing gift on his 22nd birthday when he and his friends all dressed up as Lord of the Rings characters for his birthday pub crawl in Bristol, England.
Nice.
Pub crawl. Dressed up. I love that.
Yep.
The Lord of the Rings thing is cool, but in England to be doing it, like, that's right. Really cool. That's above, that's another level right there.
Mm-hmm.
Ben dressed up as Gandalf, and he just, and this, okay, so Gandalf, that's pretty cool and everything. Yeah. It's already a really memorable, cool 22nd birthday. And this actually happened. There's video, there's footage of it. He just happened to run into Sir Ian McKellen.
Really?
On the street, yeah.
No way.
Like, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about this. For those that don't know, that is Gandalf. That's the guy that played Gandalf. Ben says, quote, "Me and all my mates were walking down the street, and I heard behind me, 'Do you want to meet the real Gandalf?'" I didn't recognize him immediately. Then I was like, oh my God, it's Sir Ian McKellen. And I would do the same thing. I wouldn't just say it's Ian McKellen. I would say it's Sir Ian McKellen. Yes. He asked me how old I was and said happy birthday and shook my hand. I was flabbergasted. I had no idea what to do or say. McKellen is actually doing a play in Bristol, and Ben and his friends had no idea they'd run into him.
Oh, wow.
Had no idea the play was going on or anything
That's
like
so
that.
Cool.
A gigantic shout out to him and his friends for doing this. A big shout out to Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
Easily could have just let this pass. He was behind him.
Right.
They didn't even see him. Yeah. He could have just let this go by with nothing. He's done things like this in the past. Mm-hmm. He's been this kind of person his whole life. But it's just a really cool,
it's a cool
story.
Cool moment.
Very unique. And he did not have to do. I think that's very cool.
But made that young man's 22nd birthday.
Oh my God.
Like, how could you ever outdo that?
The rest of his life, he will be telling that story.
Yep.
And the cool thing about this, about nowadays and stuff, see, that happens like 30 years ago. You know, you're hoping people believe you. This happens. He's got video. He's got cameras.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't happen. You
want to see it?
Because he's begging for an excuse to show people. That's awesome. That is a pretty cool, good story
Good story.
We'll come back with a Then I Write story and some more good stuff for you on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone, to The Morning Show here at WFHR. locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Got some good stories of the day coming up. Got some local good stories of the day coming up. Mm-hmm. Going to get into that. Right now, we got to get a That Ain't Right story. We have to get a featured That Ain't Right story in.
Well, yeah.
This is a doozy. Police in Brookhaven, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philly, got a tip from a pizza delivery driver on a suspect. We do want to say, I found out in the last month, that we have some listeners in the Pennsylvania area.
Oh,
so
really?
I want to say a good morning to them over there. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
Hello.
On Sunday afternoon, the police were chasing after a suspected car thief when the suspect jumped out of the car and fled foot down the sidewalk. He was running towards a pizza delivery man named Tyler, who was holding a pizza he was delivering nearby. Tyler realized what was going on, and he stuck out his leg and tripped the suspect. The thief hit the ground, and the cops nabbed him. Tyler later said he got a nasty bruise on his leg, but he'll survive. He said the police were very appreciative and were high-fiving him afterward. The police chief said it was a crazy coincidence and it did work out this time. But he warned that people should step aside safely and let the police handle it.
Mm-hmm.
For every situation that does work out this way, it could work out where the thief sees Tyler put his leg out and does something even more vicious to Tyler.
Right.
Or you know, uses, I don't know if the guy's got a gun, uses Tyler as a, you know, a hostage or something.
Yeah, no, it could have gone badly.
There's a billion ways this can go horribly. Mm-hmm. So it is a That Ain't Right story involving the thief. The thief is wrong in this. I hate to say this, but Tyler may have been wrong as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think that anybody's begrudging Tyler. I wouldn't say that if Tyler was in this room right now, I would be high-fiving him and saying the same thing these police were. But we do. I've got Sheriff Beckers in my head, in the back of my voice here, in the back of my, you know, going.
These men and women are trained for this job. This is their job.
We've got enough on our officers' plates nowadays. Think about a situation like this. They've already got a case on working on right now, mm-hmm. as they're trying to chase this guy. This guy could, even more cases, more paperwork could come up because Tyler was trying to help.
Right.
He had good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be noted. That's good. But we all know what good intentions can lead sometimes.
Well, and that's exactly what's happening up in Lincoln and Oneida County right now, where these two teenagers went missing. And people want to help. And that's admirable. And that's good and wonderful. But they're getting in the way.
Yeah.
They're trying to find these teenagers in the woods. And all of these other random people are who they are finding. And it's not as helpful as you want it to be.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to let the officials do their job, and it's good to be ready.
Yes.
If they think, okay, we need you to do this.
Right.
That's when you step in, and that's when you help.
Yeah.
So
they don't need,
vigilantes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
They don't need it.
I think that stuff's cool in movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it. Like,
yep.
in that's it. Not in reality.
It doesn't
work in reality.
We need to draw that line, that distinction, as much as all of us want to be a hero,
yeah.
because all of
yeah.
us do.
Yeah. Yeah.
A side note, he didn't drop the pizza.
He didn't. Thank you, Melissa. That's what I wanted to wrap up on. You, the chemistry there. I wanted to wrap up on that. He delivered the pizza on time, got a tip. I mean, you know, nicely done, Tyler.
Because I saw the video. He's standing at the door, turn around, and the police are coming around. And he's just like, okay. And then he walks towards the end of the sidewalk, and the perp's running by, sticks his foot out. And then he walks back to the door.
I have to think too that he probably wasn't thinking much at all in that moment.
Right,
you know, it's just a gut reaction to kind of try to help.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of us would do the same thing. You know,
that's unfortunately, it does sometimes backfire.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing that you have to kind of take from this story is mm-hmm. like, you know, you're in this situation like Tyler. If you do have a second to think, you're probably best getting out of the way.
Right.
You can always like, hey, which way did he go?
That
like,
way.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
You can do that. That's,
mm-hmm.
I don't think, an issue. But unless help is asked, I wouldn't be trying to, you
don't
know.
Don't interfere.
Yeah. Yeah. Just too many things can go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But as it is, way to go, Tyler.
Yep.
Nice work. And nice delivery. Nice job with the delivery there. We are focusing our good as we wrap up our show on local good events and good stories and things. And we wanted to do that right now. Going to start on some of of these. Melissa has one of them for us from our friends at UW Extension.
Yes, Jackie Carantini has a class going on tonight at the Wood County Extension at Focus. The class is from 3 to 4 o'clock tonight, and it is setting financial goals and making a plan to get there. I don't know of anybody who can't benefit from having a discussion about how to make your financial goals.
Let me just raise my hand.
And yes, me yeah, too. Yeah, yeah. You know, because money is one of those really difficult things, especially if you don't have any.
Yes, yes.
That definitely adds to the difficulty level. But yes. Any help you can get, Jackie Carantini's great. You've heard her on our airways many times.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the classes are from 3 to 4 at Focus, 2321 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, tonight.
Our friends at the United Way have their book drive happening right now. We're going to actually be talking with Terry in a little bit. We'll talk more about this then. Mm-hmm. But I did want to remind everybody the book drive is taking place. You can drop off books or cash donations at the United Way offices at 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. You have until the 28th of April to do so.
Nice.
On tonight at McMillan Library, they're showing The Lorax, an environmentally themed animated film based on the Dr. Seuss children book in its Fine Arts Center. The movie is rated PG. It stars the great Danny DeVito as the Lorax. This is part of their Earth Week events.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, they will be having at their Fine Arts Center a gentleman that joined us on the air last week, Francisco Seo. He is Emerging Technologies Director of Renew Wisconsin. He's going to present clean energy opportunities in the Inflation Reduction Act. Talk
Ooh,
about that. He is so good at this, so smart. Mm. Cannot encourage people enough. Tomorrow, 6 o'clock at McMillan's Fine Arts Center, Francisco will be there. You can ask your questions of him right face to face and everything.
Awesome.
And then on Thursday, April 20th, McMillan, one of my new favorite people, Suzanne Schuler. I got to meet her the other day with Francisco and some others. She is awesome. She is really cool. She's the program director of Recycling Connections. She'll be presenting recycling support for a more circular economy and how the two can connect. That is going to be Thursday at 6 o'clock at McMillan's Fine Arts Center.
Awesome.
Be sure to keep that in mind. And community blood drive taking place today. It actually kicks off in about 5 minutes. It'll go from 10 to 3 over at the former East Junior High School music room at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Appointments are encouraged. Walk-ins are welcome. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to you might still be able to make an appointment. 866-566-5900. 866-566-5900. And did want to mention our good friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693 have bingo at Wednesdays. Every Wednesday, bingo! 5 o'clock, their doors open. 6:30, they kick off bingo. Great food, great atmosphere.
Oh, excellent food.
And the Elks Lodge continues to put back into our community. Mm-hmm. They are always doing this. We appreciate that so much, whether it's scholarships or different events they're helping to sponsor. Love our friends at the Elks Lodge. Have some bingo. Have some fun at 430 West Jackson Street every Wednesday. Doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30.
Nice.
One more time, did want to remind everybody about the Wisconsin Emergency Management and the National Weather Service are conducting a statewide tornado drill this Thursday, April 20th at 1:45 and then again at 6:45. This is part of the annual Tornado Severe and Weather Awareness Week.
Mm-hmm.
That wraps up on the 21st. Remember Murphy, the bald eagle at a sanctuary in Missouri that thought a rock was an egg? He went viral a few weeks ago, and now there's an update. His rock never hatched, but he did get a baby.
Aww.
He got so protective of the rock, he had to be moved to a different enclosure away from other eagles. And around the same time, someone brought in an eagle chick that got blown out of its nest by strong winds.
Aww.
That put it in. They put it in with Murphy, and he immediately took to it. He's been feeding it fish, and they say the two of them are bonding beautifully.
Oh, wow.
It's the first time he's ever been a dad.
His rock hatched in not an expected way.
That's awesome. That's so cool. A 16-year-old in Texas was at a rock climbing gym recently when his heart stopped. Paramedics did CPR for 2 hours before they finally called it. But then 5 minutes later, he came back.
Whoa.
His parents are calling it a miracle because it is.
Yeah.
Now that's a miracle.
No kidding.
Wow, is that amazing.
Oh, my.
Way to go, those CPR people.
You you know, you always hear stories about when you that yes, everybody should know how to do CPR.
Yeah.
It's a really important and vital thing to be able to do and give that assistance and help needed and keep it going. And this is a very extreme example of how persistence is worth it.
Yeah, yeah. That just incredible.
Wow.
Huh. A kid in England wrote the cops a letter after his toy car got run over by a real car. He claimed the person did it on purpose and asked them to catch the bad guy.
Aww.
So a cop named Sophie Williams sent him a letter back. She told him to remember there are more good people out there than bad. And she used her own money to buy him a new car to replace his old one.
Aww.
Way to go, Sophie. We appreciate you, Sophie. Thank you for your service, and thank you for doing that.
Another example of how our officers go above and beyond.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty, really,
all
really
over
cool.
the world.
Yeah, that is really cool. And a 71-year-old guy from Guillain-Barre syndrome was left almost totally paralyzed from it last year. But he says music cured him.
Really?
His doctors wanted to see if music therapy could, quote, open up his brain. He loves the Carpenters, so he started listening to them every night before. They had him start listening to it every night before bed and trying his best to sing along.
Mm.
His goal was to walk and talk again, and now he is doing both.
Wow.
He just wanted to walk through his front door, but he's recently been walking 2 miles a day.
Oh, my.
And I have to say that the fact that he loves the Carpenters, we've only just begun, popped in my head just saying that last part of the story. We're still mapping the brain.
Right.
We're still trying to figure some of these things out. The story right before it, we're telling you about a kid who was legally dead for 5 minutes that came back.
Wow.
We just don't, life is busy, and it's understandable that we do this. It's not something that I'm blaming people for. I do it too. But we, every day, are looking for miracles or looking for signs of hope or these kind of things. And they exist in us, like literally in us. We're walking around. We're a walking miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what the human body is. Think about this design. It shouldn't work. Like we're fragile. The fact that we've survived as long as we have as a species is a miracle, let alone what we have accomplished as human beings is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
It is so easy to get caught up in all the nonsense and noise and everything.
And the negativity.
Yeah. Look at these stories. Look at the world. Look at yourself. Take a look in the mirror and think of it. You're a miracle. Like this is, life is a miracle. It's amazing just as is. We can do the both. We can look at things as, hey, we need to work on this, or this needs work, or we need to put more focus on this. We can also take a moment every day and be like, my God, this is amazing. I thank you. Thank you, universe. Thank you, you know, for this, because this is pretty unique. This is pretty cool what we got here.
It is.
We will wrap up. I'm sorry. Did you have something?
Well, I was just to say, and then also the tie into music and how much music enriches and enhances our lives. We've touched on it many times this morning, and just how good the arts are for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is a running theme of the show today. Without it trying to be, it wasn't something we planned on, but it was there. Mel, great show. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, James. You too.
Have a good one, everybody. Stick around for Money Magazine coming up at WFHR, locally grown radio.